Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Living Astrology Radio with your host, Janet Hickox, human design consultant and intuitive astrologer. At Living Astrology, we are tapping into the wisdom of the cosmos to uplift, empower, and enlighten people to their personal genius. Everybody, and thank you for joining me today. My name is Janet Hickox, and we're here today to talk all about astrology. And in fact, we have some very interesting energies coming at us over the next couple of weeks. So this begins a group of about four different shows that are going to be devoted to the eclipses, to the autumn astrology, to Saturn moving into Sagittarius, and it all begins today with the new moon, actually the new moon this weekend, but today's show is devoted to the new moon solar eclipse occurring in Virgo. Now, there are going to be so many themes coming at us that are Virgo in nature over the next couple of weeks. Actually, you know, as I was looking at this, it looks like for almost a year now, we're going to be living out some of the themes and issues that come up for us through the Virgo-Pisces axis. And some of those things begin, of course, this weekend with the solar eclipse. And this is the first time that the eclipse series has been in Virgo-Pisces for 9 years. So it's almost like we're opening up to a new cycle where, again, the eclipses are going to be having us focus that energy and our awareness, our consciousness in the sign of Virgo and also Pisces. And of course, it began earlier in the summer, about July 25th, when Venus went retrograde at 0 degrees Virgo. She's now since gone backwards into Leo, where she sits right now today at about 13 degrees of Leo, or maybe 15, 16 degrees of Leo. She's moving forward now towards that 0 degree Virgo mark. And then, of course, Jupiter in the summer went into Virgo. So we have the very powerful planet of growth and expansion sitting in Virgo until September 9th of 2016. So we've got a whole year at least at that point as it relates to Jupiter in Virgo. And then the North Node and the South Node, which we always in astrology speak call destiny and karma, the North Node representing where you're going in this lifetime and sort of your journey, the direction you should be moving in, and the South Node representing sort of where you've been. It can also represent karma or the accumulation of gifts and talents and things that you brought with you, the experiences you brought with you. And so what we have is a very interesting sort of lineup of things that are all pushing us toward that Virgo and Pisces energy. And the nodes actually don't make a move into Virgo until November 11th, 11/11. And as I was looking up some of the other transits, there was something else that occurred at 11/11 time-wise, a planet. I think it was when Jupiter moved into Virgo, it was at 11/11 in the day. So interesting numbers. I don't do numbers as often as I do astrology, but of course, 11/11 or 111, they always represent gateways, openings, or portals that take us into something new. So how we would look at this then is we'll begin by talking about some of the major themes that show up in Virgo. There's a sort of logical progression that occurs in the themes that we find in the zodiac. For instance, for the last year, and actually maybe even a little bit longer, we've had the energies of Leo playing out for us. And in that sign, we have the energy of passion and creativity, the ego and dramas. And we have the theme of individuality versus the group identity, because we're also talking about Leo's opposite sign, Aquarius. So we have to kind of blend both of those energies together. And now the theme from that Leo Aquarius time is about finding your own song and then singing it, right? your own personal destiny and your own life path, getting on your path, your sort of authentic or claiming your own authority in the world. Now, the themes are going to shift toward the path of service in Virgo and Pisces. And having discovered your role now, or you created your authentic path to take, now how do I use it for service to my fellow human beings and indeed to the world? But Virgo energy is sometimes confused with the energy of the, like, the worker bee or the sacrificial lamb, or the sort of energies that come up around slave energy, like, you know, someone that has to do someone else's bidding, because somehow we equate service sometimes with humbling ourselves before others. But that's really not the theme here in Virgo. It's about taking that individuality out to the world, whatever that is for you. So it turns out that the energies that we're going to be working with in Virgo and Pisces over the next several months to, you know, year and a half is really about our path to service, shining our light into the world in whatever capacity that was. I mean, if you had decided that your authority or your authentic path in life was to be senator, for example, then you are meant to serve in that capacity in whatever way that it is that it makes you joyful or happy. If you were meant to be a singer, then that is what you've discovered about yourself, then that is the way that you serve the world. So it's really interesting how this all shows up. Now, of course, there are other themes that show up in Virgo. So let's talk a little bit about them. Virgo isn't just Virgo, right? We're dealing with an axis of energy when we're talking about any sign. So if we're talking Virgo, then we've also got to include the Pisces part of this, because Pisces is the exact opposite sign. And when we're talking about these axes, they all sort of are different faces of each other. You know how we talk about the same or the different side of the same coin? That's kind of what goes on with the zodiac. When you have Aries, it's opposing sign Libra, and Taurus, it's opposing sign Scorpio. They have an affinity for each other, but they're also building on each other. So when we're looking at the new moon, perhaps, the physicality of the new moon is that the moon and the sun are both occupying the same degree of the zodiac. So both of them are sort of acting as a light shining and pulling the energy from Pisces. So we're kind of looking at several different themes when we're talking about any one sign with a new moon, or such as this one, which is going to be an eclipse. So Virgo itself, she's the ruler of everything to do with the physical health. So we're talking about diet and exercise and weight control and everything to do with health and healing. And also the themes around establishing good health habits. So that would be eating right, getting enough rest, etc. So then we're also dealing with the energy of work. So your jobs, your projects, your tasks and errands, even your coworkers and all the different people that you work with, and also your structured routine. So these are all things that are thematic to the energy going on with Virgo. Now, of course, we all know, too, that Virgo is often equated with organization, right? We think of Virgo as organized, analytical. They're detail oriented, and so we're really being asked to look at some of those smaller details. Kind of, you know, I think in Leo, what we did was we stepped back and we saw the forest, and now we're being asked to come in and look at the trees, look more at the details. I always call Virgo the sign where the rubber meets the road, right? In Leo and the fifth house, we have a lot of creative energy, a lot of ideas, and a lot of things circulating about our passions and what we want to do. And that's all very well and fine, except that once we get to Virgo energy, you got to put it somewhere, right? You have to do something with it. So that's where the details, the idea of of ordering your environment to match what it is that you're trying to do comes into play. Now, we also think of Virgo as being a very discriminating sign, right? That very analytical thinking. They're also very critical thinking, and they're very discerning, and that gives them a reputation of being perfectionists or being persnickety about, you know, the details of things. But that's their role in the zodiac, right? If we just kept with that Leo energy of big ideas and big concepts, we would never really get anywhere. So we need that Virgo energy. And so our focus is shifting now to take some of those bigger ideas, those bigger ahas that we might have had, and now we're focusing into the real world and what it is that we are meant to do with that. We're even at this point sort of, I've heard it described as honing our skills, right? If you're an astrologer as I am, then, you know, what's the point of doing anything astrological if you're not going to talk to people about astrology or do readings for people or teach people about what it is to have Virgo energy going on? So when we're talking then also about service with Virgo energy, we're talking about practical, useful information. You know, going back when I first named my show Living Astrology, it was because I wanted it to be something useful for people. And I wanted it to be something that you could take away a message and apply it to your life and then move forward, right? That's the idea of living astrology. You're not just hearing what I'm saying, or I'm not just telling you all these pie in the sky concepts. It's about how do I use that to better my life? You know, what direction do I take this in that works for me as an individual? And so the same idea is for everybody in whatever field you're working in or in whatever way you want to serve. It is now, how do I get practical with this, right? What do I do with it? And, you know, there's also, you know, Virgo energy is very much about purifying as well. Thus, they get a sort of reputation for being health conscious. So you can see how to, some of these themes kind of interrelate with each other. So that purity of intent, purity of the environment, purity of spirit or self. So it's all stemming from this desire for perfection, for creating something of beauty, something that is sustainable, something that works for everyone, that's especially environmentally friendly, because Virgo has a lot to do with the environment as well. Now, if we're going to start pulling in some of the Piscean themes, then what we have is a really interesting cosmic order that we can achieve during this period of time. And cosmic order in that everything, even when we think, as our human selves often do, that everything is falling apart or that nothing seems to be going the way that we thought it would go or that it should go, there really is a cosmic order to everything, and everything is working to our benefit. It doesn't always feel like it at the time. I can tell you from experience that there have been many times that I have just wanted to shake myself free of everything and just walk away from everything because nothing seemed to be working. And then with time, the details become more apparent, right? The pathway opens up. And that's kind of the energy of Pisces, where we have this spiritual sort of energy of Pisces coming into the physical world. And so really what we have with this new moon, and part of it because it's a solar eclipse, is an invitation to wholeness. And so when we look at charts today, we're really going to be looking at it from that point of view, because everything around Virgo and Pisces is about spirit in action, right? We're physical beings on a physical planet, but we also know that we're much more than that, that we're very spiritual beings, that we are made of consciousness, or that we are made of soul or ether. And that's coming through that Pisces point and entering into the practical physical world via Virgo. Now, let's give you some of the details on when this new moon happens, and then I'm going to bring up another really interesting point about this. The new moon actually occurs September 12th at 11:41 p.m. Pacific time. So if you're on the west coast of the United States, you're experiencing this new moon solar eclipse on the 12th, which is Saturday. And the new moon occurs on September 13th at 2:41 a.m. on the east coast. So all the other time zones in between, because if I try to tell you what the times are, I'm going to mess them up. But I do know Pacific time, and I do know East Coast time. And this is going to be interesting because this new moon occurs at 20 degrees of Virgo, and it will be in an exact opposition to Chiron in Pisces. Now, Chiron, for most of you who have been listening to me for a while on the radio, understand that it is about the wound. And there are a lot of astrologers out there who believe that quite possibly Chiron is really the natural ruler of Virgo. So it'll be interesting to see how we move in that direction. And so as we move through this time period, what you may be experiencing is coming up face to face with that wound. And as we heal through the wound, then we become much more able to maybe work in the world in a practical way. And so keeping that in mind, then we've also got to look at this as the eclipse that it is. So in an eclipse, what we have, this is actually only a partial solar eclipse. The more powerful eclipse occurs later in the month. September 28th, that'll be the lunar eclipse, and that's actually visible from all of the United States, I believe. So that one is a more powerful eclipse. But when we're thinking of an eclipse, this is the picture I want you to get in your mind, is that at the moment the eclipse is happening, the body that is being eclipsed, either the sun or the moon, is temporarily shadowed so that the other one has its time to shine. So in this case, the sun is partially eclipsed, and the sun is our outer self, more of our ego self, where the moon brings us much more inward and brings us more to our soul, our inner being. And so with the sun partially eclipsed during this time, we can maybe see our path to wholeness in an easier way. When we have the full force of the sun shining, then it's our ego energy that's out there, and we end up conditioned often by what the outer world expects of us, or what we think that the outer world expects of us. But at this point, we can maybe turn that off just a little bit, maybe mute it just a little, so that we can really see what is real for me, what is the truth for me. And at that point, then, we can really create a pathway, creating spirit in form. And that's the true meaning, then, of the eclipse or a new moon or the entire axis, if you will, of Virgo and Pisces, is creating spirit in form. So the sun being partially eclipsed in this time, maybe it gives us the ability to see the pathway a little clearer. Now, also during the eclipse, not very close to the actual degree, but still in the same vicinity as Virgo and Pisces, is Jupiter and Neptune. Jupiter during the new moon is at 7 degrees of Virgo, opposing Neptune at 8 degrees of Pisces. And I mean, I couldn't have picked a better setup, I think, to really kind of show you how this energy can work, because Jupiter is the planet of growth and expansion. It is showing us the way, the sort of the nuts and bolts of what it is that we need to do in order to move forward and to grow. And then you have Neptune, the ruler of the sign Pisces, at the other end. And Neptune is in retrograde motion right now, which means that we all have a greater access to our intuitive selves. And if we're really tuned in and we're listening, then that pathway not only becomes very clear, but we can also join up with that pathway and start our way working through toward what it is that we're really meant to do here, no matter what that is. So again, we're going to be looking at that as we get into looking at charts today. Now, there's also an interesting little byplay in motion here, as Jupiter's domain is actually, Jupiter is the ruler of Sagittarius. And in the next few days, I think it's actually September 17th, Saturn moves into Sagittarius. So now we have the planet of growth and expansion in a sign of practical detail orientation, Virgo. And we have Saturn, the planet of focus and concentration, going into the very growth and expansion-oriented sign of Sagittarius. Now, this is not necessarily feeding directly into this particular eclipse, but it will become a big player as we get later into the fall, and especially as we get toward the next weeks or 2 weeks from now, that the full moon, that eclipse. Now, remembering our full moons right now are super moons, so there is a lot of focus on moon energy, and it means to me that the moon is playing a much bigger role in the world as we move forward in this time period. Now, I know there's a lot of, I've been reading a lot lately and listening to a lot of different people on YouTube, other astrologers, numerologers, etc., and they seem to be very phenomena-based. Like they're playing up, you know, they pick a theme and they play up this theme as in, you know, big changes coming, et cetera, et cetera. And it tends to overstate what's going on in a certain direction. But all of us have Virgo, Pisces going on in different places in our charts. And so I don't want people to believe that nothing big is happening. But I do believe that what's happening is going to be a people-based, an individual in motion, serving the needs of the bigger collective consciousness out there that is going to make the changes. That it's not going to necessarily be something that happens in the outer world. You know, eclipses, I always call them game changers because they do tend to bring on big events. And something in the outer world may happen that creates the possibility for change. Don't want you to get into the phenomena of all of that. I really want you to stay focused on what it is that's your role here and how it is that you play your part in this divine dance that we're doing with the stars. And so as we start looking at individual charts today, keeping in mind that even if it isn't your chart that we're working with, that there may be information coming through that would be helpful for you no matter what, okay? Also, one of the things I didn't talk about are some of the more negative characteristics of Virgo. So before we start in on the readings, I want to take a look at that because, you know, there's this idea that, you know, excessive perfectionism, let's call it, where Virgos are often associated with if they can't get it perfect, then they want to start all over again, right? They want to clear it up, start it over. Kind of destroy what they've got. What is that saying? Throwing out the baby with the bathwater kind of energy. And so if that's going to be a tendency that shows up for you, I want you, before you do that, to look at the picture from a different viewpoint, because it's possible that you're getting kind of not seeing the forest for the trees at that point in time, that you may just need to step back and get a more Piscean view of this Virgo situation that you find yourself in. Now, sometimes, too, on the negative, workaholic tendencies, you know, like people that just work, those kind of tendencies come up when we have a lot of energy in Virgo, and we are going to have a lot of energy here. So I need you to remember that you are a human being, not a human doing. And so if your role is to be something, then be it. Right? We don't need you to do anything. No one's going to measure your success or failure here. That's just not what it's about right now. There is also the possibility for blame and judgment and criticism to come up on the negative side of this Virgo and kind of energy. And so what we have the possibility here then is to stop, you know, Mercury's also going retrograde, not in Virgo, thankfully, but in Libra this time. So that really affects our relationships. So maybe we can learn to stop ourselves before we reach out and blame others for our own situations. Maybe we can become a little more loving and kind to others and to ourselves, because we also blame and criticize ourselves a lot. So there we have some of the more negative things that may be showing up. Also things, though, that we can work through and overcome. All right. Now, I bet you people out there have questions. And if some of you are just joining us, we are talking today about the new moon in Virgo, which is also a solar eclipse, a partial solar eclipse, but a solar eclipse nonetheless, occurring this weekend, September 12th, and if you're on the West Coast, and 13th, if you're on the East Coast. And in all of this, we have this possibility for an invitation to wholeness. And so we're going to be looking at charts with that kind of idea in mind. So as we start to do readings, I have a couple of people who've already called in. But if you are wanting me to take a look at your chart, here is the number to call. It is area code 347-205-9869. I also keep a peek at the chat room. And so if I see a question in there, I will try to answer that as well. So at the moment, we have a couple of callers, and so I'm going to say out loud right now to Tom, it's time to call in. So let's see here. I've got Kamala. Kamala, can you hear me? Hello, Kamala.
Yes, I can.
Sorry, my keyboard or my dashboard back here is running a little slow. So let me pull your chart up here and see. Kamala, did you have specific questions that you wanted me to address for you tonight?
I guess just really what stands out to you. Everything's kind of transitional for me in terms of job and even moving location.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to know what you see.
Well, it's kind of interesting what I see, because your axis of Virgo and Pisces is across the ninth and the third house. Now, the ninth house is the house of spirit. It is really our philosophy, our beliefs. It's very Sagittarian territory. And, of course, we have Saturn moving into Sagittarius later on. And so these themes are going to interconnect for you. Now, in Virgo, basically, you have the planet Saturn by birth, and then you have your black moon Lilith here, and you also have your natal Jupiter in Virgo and natal Mars. So you have a lot of energy already there by birth, and by opposition, you have the Sun and Mercury in a very tight conjunction in Pisces. So I feel like this is going to be very meaningful to you as you try to create wholeness in your life over the next year to a year and a half. Now, when we're talking third and ninth house, we're really speaking about the mind and the higher self. So in your third house where the Sun and Mercury are, we have the mind, the lower mind. And when I say lower and higher, I'm not saying that in a judgment sort of way. It's just the lower mind, meaning what goes on in your brain, so to speak, that part of your body that we think of as where the mind resides. But your mind energy resides in Pisces, which is a very spiritual energy. So that's, you know, calling you to wholeness already. Just by birth, you were already being called to wholeness. And then when we get to the ninth house, which is where you have Virgo, and that's where the Sun and Moon are going to be conjunct, and that's where Jupiter is also already there, then you have a very practical use of your energy in the world. So how are you going to do that? What do you do in the world right now, Kamala?
Right now I'm a creative. I edit videos, but I'm sort of limbo with work. I'm just kind of in limbo trying to figure out what my next move is, how I can make it more meaningful.
I have a feeling that that's going to come up through your subconscious mind. So here's what you could do for this new moon. Remember, the new moon is always the energy of something new. What we are trying to do is move forward. And I am talking a lot these days about intent and allowing as it relates to the new moon. And that is because intent really creates an atmosphere through which we create. And if we're putting ourselves intent-wise in a situation where we are maybe out-picturing everything that we want. So, for example, let's say that you're looking for the perfect way to serve in the capacity of a video editor. Then that is what you have to get yourself involved with. Heart and soul, or inner and outer. So you have to align yourself with that idea that that's who you want to be in the world. And as long as you do that, then things begin to open up for you. And now Saturn, what I started to say for you, this may be something that comes up through your subconscious, because Saturn is sitting in your 12th house. And as it moves into Sagittarius, it's going to bring more and more up from the depths of yourself. And at first, I can guarantee you, this may not feel so good. It may be a feeling of limits, right? Or of how it is that things aren't working for you. So you're really going to have to consciously, with your Virgo Pisces axis, bring toward the light what it means for you to be whole and what you desire. And that means you're going to have to live as if. You know, I remember a long time ago, and I cannot remember who this was. I think it was Jimmy Twyman. He started talking about the psychic children and how the energy of the psychic children was all about pretending. And if you've ever watched children play, you know what I'm talking about. They pretend. They get wholeheartedly into their game or into whatever it is they're doing, and it becomes very real for them. And even the word pretending is about before having, if you break the word down into its, you know, two component parts. So you're going to have to behave, in fact, all of us are, it's not just you at this point, as if we have already gotten exactly what it is that we need. So if that is a job doing what we love, then we are already acting as if that's the case, which means now that I'm already aware that that's my intent, then I'm going to start working on the details about what it is that I need to do to get there. So, for example, that may mean that you have to do some marketing work, or maybe you have to, you know, redo some videos of your own. Maybe you have a website to work on, or whatever it is that you need to position yourself. Maybe it's researching, right? Maybe it's learning a new skill. But whatever it is, there's a lot that you can be doing while you're vision is in the process of becoming physical. Does all of that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I think sometimes what happens with the new moon, a lot of times this happens for people, is that we get into this idea of intention. I set an intention, and I'm almost wording that intention as if it's something I don't have already. But you have to get into the energy of belief that it's already there. That it's already there, that all you're doing is waiting for your physical body to connect with it. And as soon as you have that, then everything else becomes available to you. And I hope all that makes sense, because this is really a great time for you. But don't worry if things show up that cause you to feel feelings of limitation. You're not limited. Saturn is actually calling you to focus more intently. Right, to concentrate on what's true and real for you. All right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You really have some good energy going on in your chart, Kamala. You also have Pluto moving through your first house, so you are under what is a personal transformation anyway. And you are relatively young in this process, right? I don't think I would want to be in my young 30s or mid-30s even, having Pluto moving through my first house. That's a lot to expect.
It really
say
is.
That again?
It's really intense. It is really intense.
It is. But I would say the fact that you're still alive and working and fighting for what it is that you want in your life, that you're learning the lessons of Pluto. So I have full faith that everything for you is going to work out. And even though you may hit some bumps along the road, hold your vision in place. What is it that you're accomplishing? What is it that your dream or vision or goal is? And then work the details, right? Because that's the whole idea. You've had that year with Leo energy to find your creative stride. Now you have to actually put something in play. You can't just sit there with the idea. You have to do something, or you have to be something. Yeah.
Okay. And really quickly, what is the Pluto lesson? Just because I feel
empowering.
Like it's
empowering. It's empowerment.
Empowering
yourself, right? There seems to be a lot of personal empowerment going on for you. And it has been for a long time. This isn't just a journey that began yesterday for you. You know, this has been going on for probably since about the mid, maybe 2003, 2004, and maybe even just a little bit earlier. So, you know, you've been well into this. You're still looking at another few years of this kind of transformation. But the rewards for this are coming. Guarantee it.
Oh, thank
okay?
God. Thank
Yay!
You.
Also, just a little, you know, shout out to you. in the very near future, as we get later into September, Mars and Venus both are going to be sitting on your destiny. And that tells me, if a little bird whispering in my ear, that the possibility of a job or something that's going to bring you money shows up, something that's going to move you along your path of destiny. So that's just a let, you know, help you feel better that something is happening here. You're not stuck, even though Saturn sometimes makes you feel a little stuck.
Yeah, I really feel, I've heard about people saying Saturn in the 12th, you feel invisible, and I really do. I'm just like, hello, anybody?
Nope. So you may feel invisible, but trust me when I say you are not. And you are not destined to be invisible, but you are destined to go out there and create your path. So empower yourself to do so. All right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you,
Kamala.
That was wonderful.
Thank you. And, we want to hear from you again in the next few weeks about how things are going, okay?
Sure thing. Thanks again.
All right. You're very welcome. Okay. Bye. All right, so now we're going to take Tom, who I told to call. And Tom, can you hear me?
Hi there.
Hello. Hey, how are
Hello.
You?
Hey, my, great. How's my... everything in Bow?
It's still here.
Yeah.
We did not blow away with the big storm last week, thankfully. Although my tomatoes and my petunias.
Our power was out for 30 hours.
Oh, my gosh. I never lost power once, thank God. And
lucky you.
We were very lucky here. So we didn't even lose big trees, which a lot of people did because, you know, of the dryness of the summer. But we were lucky we did not.
Yeah, we lost some trees, too, but everything's all right.
Yeah, all is well. So my Gemini friend, how are things going for you?
We're good. How are you guys?
We're going to be okay. We are going to be okay. Now, of course, Geminis. We're sort of in an interesting position because our ruling planet also rules Virgo. So we also have an affinity for Virgo, but Virgo is also square to Gemini as a sign. So that means it's also challenging for us sometimes when these things happen. So let's take a look at what's going on in your chart, because this all is happening, Virgo energy across your 12th and 6th house, Virgo Pisces axis. So we're dealing with the physical health and we're dealing with the psychological health of you as an individual. And that means things like fears or blocks or limits maybe, you know, coming up to have you look at. Anxieties, which, you know, we sort of had a little chat conversation about earlier today, are also prevalent during this period of time. But also something that you are very, I think, capable of healing through. Now, you're also, you were born in 61. That's why this is happening for you as well. The last full moon, which was on August 29th, was right on top of your natal Chiron in Pisces. So if you look back to, you know, that day, did anything besides the big windstorm happen that created an opening for you or an ending that set the stage for an opening?
Yeah, I went back and helped some friends move out of a horrible building, apartment mm-hmm. building that I used to live at, that I moved out of a year ago. So there was mm-hmm. kind of a revisit to all the energy and some of the ne'er-do-wells that are still there,
mm-hmm.
etc. There's also my son and daughter who are now, you know, my son's 21 and my daughter's 18, they're shunning and ignoring their dad, me. So there's kind of a real house cleaning going on with a bunch of my relationships and especially with my son and my daughter, which is, I don't know, really strange. It feels like a test for forgiveness,
well,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as we get into this next lunar eclipse, the 28th of September is actually across the Libra-Aries axis. So we're going to be looking at relationships in a very powerful way as we get through that. And that comes right down to your ability to stand your own ground, because that one's going to occur in your first house. But right now, the energy's in your 12th house, so it can be triggering fear, right? Or feelings of abandonment, because that's really big when we deal with Pisces and that energy of feeling like you're not connected, right? You're not supported in this world. And, you know, what
when
happens...
Yeah, when you mention that fear of abandonment stuff, that's like past life, and I've had that in my whole life that I've been trying to heal more. So that's nail on the head, that is.
So I would say now is the time for you to let this one go, right? To recognize that the past is the past. Feed on it in terms of how can this strengthen me, right? I can only imagine what it would be like to have my kids not talking to me. In fact, I don't even want to imagine that. So I feel for you here. But this is also probably past life as well. And so maybe the juice here for you is digging into the subconscious, maybe even through past life regressions or, you know, dreaming or automatic writing, to gain access to what is the real truth here for you. And, you know, the new moon is always creating an opening. So is the opening that maybe there's the potential for healing in this case? You know, eclipses are game changers. They change the game. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Now, Jupiter for you is also sitting very much on top of your natal Pluto, which is happening for me as well. And your destiny is at 0 degrees Virgo, so very close to all of this as well, having just been hit by Jupiter as it moved into Virgo last month. So there's openings all around this for you. I don't know exactly how they're going to be, because, of course, the 12th house is always the house of the hidden. So it really becomes, how do I want to create this opening? How can I heal this? Because we're in healing energy. And, you know, you need to create wholeness for yourself, irregardless of what your kids are doing. Right? You can't control them.
Yeah.
So what does
it
take for you to be whole?
I did some healing process around that. Last week, well, actually close around that weekend, around the 29th was when I was doing it, and then burning the writings that I did and all that, and giving it out to spirit and so on, and realizing that this is kind of like a, well, it's not kind of like a, it is a closer walk with thee, like not to be so dependent on others, but get closer to my God of my understanding, or, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. It's about your truth, Tom. It's really about your truth. Now, there can be challenges to this, because as a Gemini, your mind is very powerful, right? And the mind, once it gets in there, can monkey with all kinds of stuff, you know, telling you untruths, bringing up the past, you know, showing you things that you just, you know, thought you'd let go of. But, you know, keeping in mind, this is you creating your reality now, and you have all the tools. I know you have all the tools. So who do you want to be now? How do you want to show up? Right? This is that energy of the invitation to wholeness. So, you know, be wholly yourself. Live your truth wholly. And your kids will come along. You know, your kids will come along. It may be a while yet before they do that. And the reason I say that is, you know, as Pluto makes a move into Aquarius, that'll be, you know, in another... 8 to 10 years, I can't remember the exact date right off the top of my head, but that moves in then to your fifth house of children. So the potential is there. And in the meantime, though, you have to live your life on your terms. Right? That opens it up for them as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That includes boundaries from what I'm hearing from you, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Virgo and Pisces. Pisces has no boundaries. Virgo's trying to rein in and make boundaries. So it's really interesting energy, right? Because how do you pin down spirit? Well, you put spirit in a body. And now you have to deal with the physical ramifications of boundaries. And that's the whole purpose.
How does one forgive and love unconditionally and then set some healthy boundaries? The healthy boundaries turns into a condition, and now you're not loving unconditionally. I mean, that's the way my mind works.
Okay, don't go there with your mind. Again, remember, this is the whole thing about Gemini and the mind. Tell the mind to back off, because forgiveness is a suspension of judgment, right? It's really about you just suspending judging, And also in that suspension of judgment is the suspension of judging yourself, which is, it sounds like what you do as soon as you end up, you know, if you're going to enact boundaries, well, then I'm, you know, somehow judging or getting into a not forgiveness situation. But that isn't true. Boundaries are healthy, and it is you honoring yourself, right? Honoring yourself in this, being true to you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that, you know, just because you put a boundary in place doesn't mean that you're hurting someone else. You're saying, this is my boundary. Right? And you and me and all of us born in 1961, 2, and 3, we were all born with Chiron in Pisces. And that Chiron in Pisces has trouble with that exact same thing, boundaries. Or in the case of this one, no boundaries. Right? So we don't put these boundaries into place and people walk on us. And that's how we get this energy sometimes of the doormat with Virgo Pisces. Why we get the idea of that slave mentality that if I'm here to serve, that somehow I'm in the position of humbling myself before someone or I become the slave to someone. And we're so done with that on this planet. Right? We need to be done with that. That serving is a process that benefits both parties. Serving is both parties, you and me, right? Us and them. We become one in the idea of serving. And if serving includes healthy boundaries, then put them into play, right? That's a call from your higher self saying, this is how I honor myself. And remember, your destiny is sitting in that hidden house of the 12th. And here's how I look at the 12th house. I liken it to that, in the Bible somewhere where they're talking about hiding your light under a bushel. In the 12th house, we are often hiding our light for whatever reason, fears, people that have harmed us in the past or even harmed us in this life. So we, you know, let's say we get abandoned. And so now everything that we do becomes about how we can not get abandoned. And in the case of Chiron then in Pisces is that I don't have any boundaries because if I put in a boundary, you won't like me anymore and you'll leave me. Right? Does this sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
So that is not you being your own best friend. And so uncover your light, be your own best friend, pat yourself on the back every time you do something that empowers yourself. It's not that you're taking anything away from anybody else. You are just empowering you. And things will get better. The sun will cross your ascendant here in a few days and after the new moon. And so then that moves into territory.
Sorry, the sun comes to my... Can you just repeat that last little bit? Sorry. The sun comes to my...
The sun will cross your ascendant after the new moon, because the new moon occurs at 20 degrees, your ascendant's 21 degrees, almost 22 degrees.
Yeah.
So I always think of this when a new moon or a full moon happens, what's the next body that gets hit after that? Because that shows me the direction that the energies are moving. It's your ascendant that gets hit right after this new moon. So the potential for you is a new you arising, right? A new power, empowered you. Shining your light is emerging. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the North Node and the Black Moon Lilith are both in a conjunction in your first house. They're already working to get you to recognize the YOU of all of this. And of course, Mercury's retrograding into the same area. So you're going to be taking a long look at you. Who am I? What do I love? How do I be my own best friend? All of those kinds of things over these next few weeks are playing in this for you. It's the story of you. It really is.
So get a bigger mirror.
Get a mirror, yeah. Clean it up. Look
get
at it. See yourself through. See yourself through the eyes of spirit. How would spirit look at you? You know, you got to take and look at yourself with truth and not with the conditioned truth that we have here on this planet, right? We're conditioned to think of ourselves in specific ways. and you got to look with bigger eyes. Bigger eyes or a cleaner mirror or a more elaborate mirror, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one that has truth at its core and not one that is telling you lies. And, of course, you can tune into the radio show, and every week over the next few weeks we're going to be talking about these subjects over and over because there's so much coming out over the next month, month and a half. And let's just see how you go, how you do. All right.
It's been a bumpy ride for me for the past 4 years, and it's feeling like a new cycle and like a rebirth, like you just said, with this eclipse happening, that it was like a first time in 9 years. So there's another like cycle happening. It's a whole year, that never been just this month, but the whole year for me is like, whoa. Anyway,
well,
thank you. I'll let you get on to.
Yeah, one last thought for you too, Tom, is that the last time that Jupiter was in this part of your chart was 12 years ago. So that takes us back to 2003. And so that's the last time that you were able to really kind of shine the light in that dark space called the 12th house. And so maybe looking back there to see what did you uncover about yourself then, because those echoes are going to be coming up over this next year.
Yeah, that's the year my ex and I broke up.
Ah.
So it was pretty heavy time. Well, yeah, this month, actually. Yeah, so right to the month. This what do you call it?
Interesting how that works, synchronicity.
Yeah.
And so it really, you know, a breakup like that gives you the impetus to have to stand on your own. So look at yourself in this and empower yourself, okay?
Yep. If that doesn't shine the light on anybody's doubt about astrology, I don't know what does.
I don't know.
12 years, 2003 to the month. Okay, thank you, Janet.
You're most welcome, Tom. Oh. Keep me posted.
Thanks. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. So we've gotten some interesting information out there. I have about 8 minutes left, and I think I'm looking for, who am I looking for? I'm looking for Dee Michaels, but I don't see Dee out there. So let's see if I can take someone new here that I haven't before. Producer Steve, can you give me an idea of who was next? Was that maybe Adele? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Adele?
No,
Maddie. This is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I don't always get to see who calls in and when because I'm too busy chatting usually. So, Maddie, have I done a reading for you before?
No.
Okay, let me add your information in here real quickly. I think I have it here, January 7th. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to actually have you read it to me because it says 1945. You don't sound old enough to be born in 1945.
Well, that's what my birth certificate says.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, how lucky for you that you sound young.
I feel younger inside.
Very good. Let me take a look here. And you were born in Los Angeles. Oh, no, that's not you. Sorry,
Georgia.
You were born in Cuthbert? Yeah.
Yes.
Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look here. Georgia and Cuthbert. Ah, it popped up. Nice. I love it when that happens. And let's take a look at time here was at night. Okay, 6:50. So what's going on in your life? Tell me how I can help you tonight.
I just want to know about what does I have a decision to make about my highest good to accept a lump sum for my pension plan or just to receive it monthly? Continue to receive it monthly. They offer that option, and I've been trying to make that decision, and I have a very short time to finish it up.
Okay,
which would be the 25th of September. So I just I thought let me ask someone.
So you're feeling pressed for this one. You've got to make a decision here. Wow. Okay. So as I look at your chart, I see Jupiter and the Sun, both of them right now in the second house of money. And across from them is the planet Venus in your natal chart. She sits in the eighth house of money that comes to you from outside of yourself, like a spouse perhaps, or annuities, or structured, what do they call those things, structured settlements, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of emphasis on big sums of money coming to you. At this point, then, what it really comes down to, what empowers you the most? Because those, there are other planets that are hitting your first house, very much like Tom, the caller previous to you, and you have natal Pluto sitting in your first house. So what makes the most sense to you? I want you to get very clear about how you feel about this and what is in your best interest. Now, I know you asked me what's in my highest and best good, but you're the one that has that answer.
I hear you, but I was asking you, what do you see in my chart? You just explained what's going on in my chart. Jupiter and what it calls from Venus.
Jupiter and the Sun.
Jupiter
and the Sun both. Your natal Jupiter is also very close at hand. So something new is about to happen, a new 12-year sort of cycle of growth for you. And I would say that whatever it is that brings you the most stability and the most security is the path you need to choose. All right. And normally I don't do this, but I would love to see how much time I have. I would really love to look at your human design chart, because human design gives me your decision-making tool. Like, where do I need to go to get that answer? And because we all think that we need to make those decisions from our mind, right? That we have to think about it or analyze it, that kind of thing. So, which of course is not true. That is definitely not how we make those decisions. Each of us makes that decision from further down in our body. So I'm going to ask you to hold just one moment while I get this up here for you. And let's see, 6 at night happens to be, 1800? Yep. And then Georgia. Ah, yes, it found you. All right, so let's take a look here. So in human design, you have emotional authority. Now, what that means is that your decision cannot be made quickly. It has to be made over time. In fact, you're of the kind of person that gets clarity over time. And is also, have you ever heard the saying by Joseph Campbell that says, follow your bliss and the universe will open doors where there were only walls? Have you ever heard that saying?
I think I have, yes.
That is you in a nutshell, right? Your path to making decisions is doing what feels good to you, not what your brain thinks works best, not what other people tell you, but what feels good to you. Now, I'm going to give you one other little tool that you can use. Have you ever used a pendulum?
Yes.
A pendulum.
I use a pendulum, and I have also used, I don't use a pendulum as much now. I use muscle testing.
Perfect. That was the next thing I was going to say. Because you're a generator, by the way, an emotional generator, meaning that you're making decisions by what feels good based on what's showing up in your outer world. Now, I know that may not make a whole lot of sense right here in the moment, but let me put it this way. If you are doing muscle testing, you answer best to yes or no questions. Do not ask yourself open-ended questions like, oh, which way is going to be better for me? Ask yourself, is this settlement, this way, the best for me, yes or no? Because your body's going to respond to that yes or no, and that's how you make your decision.
Okay.
All right?
Very good.
And, yeah, your faith comes from deeper in your body than what your head is. Your body knows its truth, right? Your physical body, your physical being, and your emotions, they tell you the truth. Your mind, not so much, right? Too much gets in the way of the mind. And you just can't have that going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Maddie. So let me take a real quick look here. How much time I have left? I can't even find my way through my third. So with people who didn't get readings today, we will be revisiting this information next week, the week after next, and the week after that, all the way through every Thursday at 4 p.m. all the way through October, because this is important material. So if you didn't get a reading today, reach out to me with your information and get yourself first on the list for next week or the week after next, okay? All right, everybody. I hope everybody has a wonderful new moon. And if you have questions, please feel free to email them to me at janet@living-astrology.com. And thank you so much, Maddie, for waiting. And Teresa
so
and Adele, who are out there, I look forward to talking to you next week.
And
everybody,
what is your website?
Living-astrology.com.
Okay, easy. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Maddie.
Thank
All right,
you.
Everybody. Have a stellar week. Thank you for joining me today on Living Astrology. Living Astrology is part of the Empower You Media Network. You can find out more by going to www.living-astrology.com or by going to www.empoweryoumedia.com. If you would like to find out when our shows are airing, you can follow us at Blog Talk Radio under Living Astrology. Please consider liking us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Living Astrology and also Empower You Media. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye for now. Have a stellar week.